This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is the 2v2 podcast. Study, Dave, and Steve.
Like I have a folder just for that.
Yeah. No, it's kind of the same here. I made sure that I switched over the switch.
Yeah, anyone wondering why it sounded so different last week is because my fault. It's my fault. I'll take ownership of this.
No, it's all my
fault. I distracted Dave by actually being in his presence that right. He forgot to turn the microphone on.
I got so excited. It was like, yeah, the band's back together, man.
Rock on,
dude. Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, it was kind of weird. I was actually doing a little bit of prep work this morning just because there was like so many things I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And like, I wanted to make sure that I had like notes and things like that, like okay. Stuff that we never, ever, 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 ever do.
Right.
And I don't think that we need to do it, but I just wanted to do it because I was like, oh yeah, I want to pull that up. Oh yeah, I want to talk about that. Oh yeah, I want to talk about that. Like,
last
week after we got done recording, I immediately was like, crap.
You wanted to talk about something you mentioned after we got done talking. Think I want to talk about my dog.
Yeah.
My dog bed.
Yeah. The dog bed. And I wanted to talk about The Mandalorian and all like this good stuff and completely totally forgot about it. First of all, right underneath your notebook there, there's a little present for you, by the way.
I saw something there. I didn't want to look at it.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I'll set that there.
This is for me.
Yeah, this is for you. It can go in your library. It's nothing special. It's cool.
No, it's special.
Right?
Oh, that's wicked.
Right,
Star Wars 42 framed.
Yeah.
I like that. I wonder who did the cover art on that.
I found that at Tuesday morning. Oh. There's a little thing on the back. Hold on.
Thank you.
I don't want to be gauche and give it to you with the price tag on the back. There's one on the front, and I thought I got the only one off there.
Gauche. You're
gauche. Gauche. You like the use of that word?
I like the way you threw that out there.
Oh, yeah. It's just so, like, awesome. It feels like so high society now. I'm not going to...
Was it framed already, or did you frame
it? Yeah, it was framed already.
Really?
Yeah. They had that one. They had a few more. It's pretty neat. I'd gone into Tuesday morning because I'd heard... things where the Baze and Chirrut from the Rogue One line of Star Wars Black Series figures was showing up at Tuesday mornings.
Really?
I've already got those, but I was like, dude, if I can go and pick some up and help out fellow collectors and stuff.
Low-end price, yeah.
Yeah. And, well, not only that, like help out fellow collectors because those were hard to find. I was like, I can go pick up a couple of those and see if anybody needs them or whatever.
Do they intentionally do low print runs on – it's not print runs, it's create runs, make runs on like the hard ones that you say are hard to find, or do they just, is it a distribution
error? It's a distribution thing, and it's also the way they do the case packs and stuff like that. Like Cassian and Jen Erso out of that Rogue One line was like clogging the shelves, but that's because they packed like two Cassians and two Jen Ersos in the same case, and then there was like one Death Trooper, or it's like two Cassians, two Jen Ersos, one Death Trooper, one K2SO. So whenever those came out, K2SO and Death Trooper were the hard ones to find because there were only one per case. You know, it's something like that. I can't remember the exacts because, like I said, it's been a while. But yeah, like whenever those, so they'll do stuff like that. And instead of just going like one of each figure or two of each figure, you know, would make it a lot easier. But I guess their box dimensions and stuff like that, the way that they pack stuff out, that's, so it just kind of, you always have peg warmers, always some sort of peg warmer. But yeah, I had never even heard of those, but like I said, it came already framed. I like the cover on it. It looks like it's Han Solo.
It does, yeah. Definitely it's his blaster, so it has to, that's him.
Yeah.
I like that art though.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna have to look and see who did that. Gillen, LaRocca, and Guru EFX.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Guru, that must be the letter.
Guru FX, maybe.
And then LaRocca is the artist, Gillen's. I mean, I've said some, one of those things I wanted to bring up, and it's nice. I appreciate this because I've actually been reading I'm on almost everything that's available on Comixology Unlimited.
Oh, wow.
Which is a monthly subscription service where you can read all these comics for free without having to pay for them.
So it's like Netflix for comics.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I've read almost everything of the new Marvel run that since Marvel reattained.
Oh, wow. Reclaimed the rights. So you've been doing some reading then, huh?
Well, there's lots of them. I mean, I read the main Star Wars line, which is after, the A New Hope.
Yeah.
In between Empire. And that's really good. The first, like, two or three issues, after, like, the first three issues, then it really started getting good.
Oh, yeah.
They started getting really interesting stories going. And then there's the Vader comic, which I've loved.
Yeah.
The Vader Down comic, which is really cool. And then some of the offshoots, like Dr. Aphra.
Things like that.
Really neat storylines that really fills out the
That's one character that, like, really kind of took off because I want to say she was, like, just, like, a secondary character in, like, the Vader comic or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everybody, like, people just gravitated towards her and just loved her. So, and then she's, her character itself is kind of, like, taken off to where, like, now they've got a 6-inch Black Series figure of her coming out in, like, the next... This next year, I think,
really?
Or whatever.
Well,
yeah.
She's kind of like a, I don't know, I kept getting this feeling I'm reading something about Indiana Jones in the like a science fiction
setting.
Oh,
yeah.
Because she describes herself as a, what is it? I'm going to butcher. It's been so long since I've read it. It's like a forensic archaeologist or something like that.
Oh, cool.
Or like, she knows all about droids and how to, like, hack into droids and, but she's, like, on the bad side. She's kind of not really even the bad. She's like Han Solo.
Yeah.
In a way. If Han Solo really, really didn't have a good bone in his body, she just doesn't care. She'll help Vader. She respects Vader, you know.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to die, so she definitely goes out and helps him. And then she interacts with Princess Leia and some other people. And
well, that's cool.
It's a neat story. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I need to read more comics. Like, I've got that first run of the Star Wars comic after Marvel took it over. I've got the complete first run of that in a long box down here. I started reading it, loved it, and then, you know, how that goes, especially like with me with reading, a lot of times, unless it's audible, I'll sit there and, you know, just kind of piddle around. I'll get the book and then I'll be like, oh, well, I'll read it later on. Oh, well, I'll read it later on. Oh, well, I'll read it later on. Like the Sons of Ares comics that you gave me. I got sat down one day and I read like three of the books and then I was like, oh, I need to take a break from reading. And then that's where I'm at. I still haven't picked it back up. I swear to God, I'm going to get those books back to you at some point in time.
Not that they're not good. I'm the same way.
No,
with stuff.
I loved the story. The artwork kind of bothers me just a little bit just because it's really, really stylized. But yeah, you know, like I said, it's a great story, but like going to the Star Wars comics, even the artwork and those were like phenomenal, man. Like, who was it that did those? I can't remember off the top of my head.
The Star Wars?
Yeah.
That's something I want to bring up and then we'll get into some of the things you can plan.
Yeah.
It's interesting you bring this up. Disney, Marvel acquired, Disney acquired Star Wars. Marvel is owned by Disney.
Yeah.
Marvel reclaimed the rights to publishing Star Wars. That's not a surprise.
Yeah, from Dark Horse.
From Dark Horse. Dark Horse, longtime also publisher of a Marvel license that Dark Horse ended up getting, Conan.
Oh, yeah.
And then in like the last year or two, Conan got reclaimed by Marvel.
Oh, wow.
And the same guy that started out the Star Wars number one, the series, for Marvel, Jason Aaron is his name.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And he's going to be writing the relaunch of Conan.
Oh, wow, okay.
In January it comes out. And I don't know why I'm so excited about Conan, but I always get excited when I see something Conan-related.
Yeah.
And then another thing, I've been hearing for years that the Arnold
is
not a tumor governator. Schwarzenegger is going to be doing an old man Conan movie.
I've been hearing that
rumor for years, but I've never seen anything
that would be really cool
that is actually happening, which would be really cool.
That would be really cool.
The very first story I think that Robert E. Howard wrote about Conan, the first one that's in most of the anthologies, Conan is already king.
Okay.
And he is put in a situation where he reminisces some about his younger days, but then he has to go off on an adventure and prove how bad ace he still is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's one of the things I liked about how Howard wrote the stories. He would jump around in the timeline. He wasn't fixed on, this is Conan was born.
Yeah.
Conan grew up. He would like, okay, Conan's a thief. No, now Conan's a pirate.
Oh, and wow.
And people have gone back in time and tried to, like, lace together all the stories into an actual chronology.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just a big Conan nerd.
Sounds cool, though, man.
I'd like a good Conan movie, though, yeah, to come out.
I gotta say, I do dig the old school, like, Conan the Destroyer. Yeah. Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer movies that they did, like, back in the 80s.
Come on.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, like, yeah, he was in it.
I'll be honest, like, I won't say I forgot. I'd never realized that was Wilt Chamberlain that was in that movie. Really? It wasn't Grace Jones in one of those also?
Yeah, I think it was the same one.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Those were freaking awesome. I just remember the one where he, like, rips the jeweled horn off of, like, the demon beast that he's fighting or whatever, and it's all gory and the blood just starts spouting out of it or whatever. That was, like, really impressionable on me as a little kid.
Did you see the more recent one that came out in 2012-ish?
No, I didn't.
With Jason Momoa?
No, I didn't.
See, Jason Momoa is the perfect person to play Conan. The movie was okay. It's a good enough.
Yeah.
I wish it could have been better, but
I feel like I should watch it now.
It was he's a good Conan, I think.
Yeah.
He's got the right body build. He's not too overly muscular in that movie. Because Conan, like, Schwarzenegger was a really big way too big.
And that was back in the Schwarzenegger heyday, right off of his bodybuilding type things and stuff like that. So he was like if they were to, like, he should have been used for the He-Man movie instead of Dolph Lundgren, because he was more like the actual size of
He-Man. He would have been exactly the exact dimensions of the action figure.
I was about to say, I think they actually used him as their sculpt. I can't remember. What was that? Toys That Made Us. And I think that was what they were saying. I can't remember. I'm probably just making stuff up right now. And somebody's,
why not?
I don't know, you know. But yeah, man, it's been an interesting week so far, man. Like, it's been pretty cool. Like, since I forgot to tell it last week, I'll tell a story. Like, I bought a new bed for the Sally dog. The guys hear all the time, like, usually walking up and down the hallway. The tail thumper, the person who's, like, the action figure destroyer with her tail or whatever. I got her new bed the other day, and I seriously, like, had been out grocery shopping, went by Academy, got her a new bed, blah, blah, blah. Get in, I've got an armful of groceries and her new bed. And I've still got a few groceries still out in the car, which is unheard of because I'm a person that does it all in one trip. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll have, like, 50 bags of groceries on one arm.
Yeah.
And then the one arm free, so that way I can unlock the door. Well, anyways, I had gotten some stuff from Sam's that doesn't have bags because it's bulk stuff or whatever. So I come in, I go sit down the groceries, I set the bed on the floor, I show it to her, like, she's all sniffing it, checking it out, and all, like, this good stuff. I go outside to go get the rest of my junk. I walk back inside, and she's peed on the blasted thing already. Like, she hadn't even had it, like, maybe even 2 minutes, and she peed on the stupid thing. So, yeah, that was that. But, yeah, this week, this week's been pretty cool, man. Like, yesterday, out of the blue, a buddy of mine, like, texts me, and he goes, hey, what are you guys doing? Because yesterday was the Day of the Dead Festival. And I'd kind of thought about going up to that, but it's up on the square. It's kind of hard.
What's that like?
It's really cool, man. I went to the first time they did it, they did, like, this coffin races where it's basically soapbox derby type thing.
Oh, okay.
But they're supposed to be coffins. And so, you know, you have all these different soapbox derbies racers that are, like, different shapes and stuff like that. Like, I saw one that was looked like a Titanic yesterday that had a picture of and all, like, this good stuff. I keep wanting to do one and do it in the shape of an X-Wing. I thought that would be, like, really neat.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they do the coffin races, and then they just, you know, a bunch of vendors and stuff like that selling stuff or whatnot. You know, craft stuff and blah, blah, blah. Homemade stuff. Junk is what I would call it, but I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So it's, like, stuff.
Creative junk.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff that, you know, lingers around your house forever and you just don't know what the hell to do with it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, instead of doing that, I went up to the Highland Games, man. A buddy of mine texts me. He goes, hey, I'm up at the Highland Games here in Eureka Park. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, the Highland Games up here at Eureka Park. And I was like, hold on just a second. Like, you've actually, like, how did this, like, slip by?
No kidding.
Because, like, I'm telling you right now, I'm all about some Highland Games. Like, I used to sit and watch that on ESPN all the time. You know, where the caber toss, where it looks like the big telephone pole.
Oh,
they run up and they toss it. And then the rocks. Like, every time you see them throwing the rocks, I'm always all like, should have remembered the rocks, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like freaking awesome. Did some, you know, it's weird because, well, we've been somewhere averaging around 50 to 55 degrees.
Oh yeah.
And then yesterday it was like
80.
Yeah.
Plus.
Bright and sunny and 80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It got hot.
Yeah, I know. And I kind of figured, I felt bad for you whenever you said that you were sitting out in the sun yesterday. I was like,
I got those candles my wife and daughter made, and I was talking to this one person that's trying to sell some stuff to him, and I look over and the sun is at a direct angle where it's burning right into, and it's also, I've got glass behind me, so it's reflecting off the glass. And this one candle is just like melting and bending over. I'm like, I had to take care of that. But yeah, it's a beautiful day for being out and about.
Right.
Not for sitting in.
Yeah, not for sitting in. Definitely not. Yeah, it kind of surprised me because, like I said, it'd been like so dreary and so like rainy and just everything is soaked and still squishes and stuff. And then all of a sudden yesterday it's like, hey, you have a perfect day. You know,
yep,
it's like the birds were out singing. There was like a chorus line of frogs in my front yard, like doing like the hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Like all just dancing around. It felt like Cinderella or something like that. It was weird.
The last couple of weeks though, for us has been abnormal.
Yeah.
Yesterday was kind of what early October usually is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like yesterday was usually, and today also is usually what October is. It's kind of sunshiny, you know. Well, every day is sunshiny here, I guess. I don't even know if sunshiny is a word.
It is now.
But I had to say it three times because if I say it three times, it officially goes into sunshiny. Webster. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, man, so it was just kind of like a normal October day, whereas everything else has been like abnormal. Like everything else, it seemed like it was like December almost, you know, like
rainy, dreary, gray days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was that like? What described the Highland Games?
Okay, the Highland Games is basically a bunch of dudes in kilts.
Nice.
Like running around, like throwing rocks.
Did you wear your kilt?
I did not. I thought about it, but I was like, I don't know if I want to. Don't know if I want to deal with it. I don't want to get confused for any of the athletes out there and stuff like that. Be like, hey, when's your turn, man? It's like, no, they wouldn't mistake me for one of those dudes. Know. Like, I don't know. But yeah, anyways, I got to talking to a bunch of those dudes and they're like, yeah, man, like, you know, we have, beginners classes and all like that stuff. Cause it's something I've seriously always wanted to do.
Oh yeah.
Cause like I said, I've always watched it on like ESPN and all like this crap. And they're like, yeah, we've got beginners classes. Like, yeah, I'd like to, but I just don't want to go out there and look like a fool. They're like, everybody looks like a fool whenever you first get out there and do it.
See, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Everybody starting out anything, unless you're just some freak prodigy.
Yeah.
You never good at nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You start doing it.
Yeah. But see, that's the reason why I hate playing pool.
Oh, yeah.
I hate playing pool because I suck so bad at it. And it's stupid on how many games of pool, like, okay, because, like, I always tell everybody, like, it's dumb how many games of pool I've played and still be as bad as what I am.
That is maybe you just suck at that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you you're going to be great. You might never be on the ESPN playing pool day.
No.
You might could be throwing a boulder.
Yeah, definitely. On the Highland Games. Right. Yeah, exactly. Definitely not. Because like, dude, like I always told, like, I would tell God bless. I couldn't spit it out there. What I tell people all the time is like, it's stupid on how many games of pool I've played because like back whenever I was doing the music thing, what would you do? We'd get to the club, we'd do our sound check, blah, blah, blah. There's always a pool table somewhere. About 95% of the places we played at, there would be a pool table hidden somewhere.
Yeah.
And so what do? Whenever you're out of town and you've got no place to go except for sit there at the club that you're playing at, you play pool.
Yeah.
You drink beer and you probably smoke cigarettes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of how all of that started. Because beforehand, I never really drank beer. Beforehand, I never really smoked cigarettes.
And you still don't play pool.
I still don't play pool.
So that's one thing you didn't get hooked on was pool play. Yeah,
exactly.
The pool is all about knowing angles
yeah.
and the control physics of the speed and angle you hit the ball. Like,
oh, yeah.
I've got my father-in-law was a pool hustler when he was a kid.
Really?
And he today doesn't play ever, but we used to have a pool table and he'd come by a couple of times a year and play at our house and he'd just run the table. And this is a guy that doesn't ever play.
Yeah.
He's an anti you and me on pool. He doesn't ever play.
Yeah.
He's that good. He used to live up north. I won't say too much. And this guy would drive him around in his Cadillac when he was like preteen, early, like 13, 14 years old, to pool halls and stake him in gambling against real pool players.
Really?
And the guy would get Rolexes and pull out the cash. He'd just drive him around from place to place, and he'd win money. And then he'd give my father-in-law part of the winnings, you know. And that's when he learned, and he's an expert at pool, and he's an expert at chess.
Yeah.
You sit down and play chess with him, it's over on the first move, because he's already, your first move, he knows everything you're going to do.
Good grief, man.
And it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Because I like to think I'm not a genius or anything. I like to think I'm pretty competitive, and I can learn from my mistakes and a little bit intelligent and can pick things up, but no.
Yeah.
He just, he shuts me down. He's shut me down every time I've ever played him. I can't learn because I can't see every move.
It's really impressive to me because like you always sell yourself short. Like you're one of the smartest people I know. Like let's just put it out there. Like
you don't know very many smart people. I know some smart people, and that's
kind of what I was thinking at first. But I was like,
sorry, everybody.
Right. But, yeah. No, but yeah, man, like that the whole chess thing, that's always impressive to me, man. I play chess. I enjoy it. It's fun. And I'll win like maybe 30% of the time or whatever, because everybody tells me like the whole point of playing chess is like being able to see like five moves ahead or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know any of the strategies or anything like that.
Controlling
chess.
The board and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like now checkers, on the other hand,
your mean game. Checker player?
Not really, but I enjoy it.
Like, king me.
Right? Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like with pool, man, I could always do like, it's funny because I could always make the really hard shots, like the ones at like the really weird angles and like getting like multiple bounces and stuff like that. Like I can figure out the angles. It's like the straight on, like easy shots, because I never know like how hard to hit it or whatever and all like that type of stuff or whatever. Or what they call like, do the right amount of English on it to get the ball to spin backwards and come back into like the nice spot to get the next shot and blah, 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 blah. So
that's all part of it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But I'm going to get into some notes here because like I was going to do this cool little transition and I lost it. So
that's my fault.
This is going to be a horrible segue.
I'm just going to ruin anything you try to do.
Nah, that's all right. That's what we're supposed to do. Michael the Destroyer is what.
Yeah, not Conan.
Yeah, right.
I'm not Conan.
That would be awesome. We need to get you like a cool like leather bandolier and stuff like that. Some like we could get one of your old sick cows and like just skin it and make like some awesome leather pants for you.
I'm not wearing leather pants. It all sounds good till you said leather pants.
That's gotta be uncomfortable. Like that doesn't breathe. That's gotta get awful sweaty. Rather wear a kilt.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
that. Have you ever thought about that, man? Like, how, like, men's and women's fashions didn't really, like, go with the way that, like, because, like, you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Men should be the one who wear skirts and dresses and things like that, whereas women should be the ones who wear pants and stuff.
Okay, explain that.
Okay, because we've got dangly bits, man.
Okay.
Yeah. I
see.
So, like, it would be, like, I don't know, if you've ever worn a kilt before, like, you'll realize whenever you put it on and wear it for the first time, you won't ever want to wear another piece of clothing because it is so freeing in multiple ways. But, like you have ample maneuverability, man. Like, you know, like, whenever you go to step up, you're climbing up a ladder. And you just go to step up, like, you know, you're stepping up on, like, your tractor or something like that, right? That first step is kind of high, right?
Yeah.
So your pants start doing that pull thing.
Yep.
Yeah. With the kilt, that doesn't happen. You got all those pleats and you just got ample space. Like, you could do the splits if you wanted to, but you can't do that in jeans.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't.
Yeah, I guess I might show up wearing a kilt on Monday and jump on a tractor. And
dude, do it. You would be.
See what happens.
You would be so comfortable.
I'll be comfortable. Yeah, I might get run out of the area.
Yeah, I was about to say your business partner's about to look at you kind of odd.
Yeah, well, they do anyhow.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's kind of. This is the way that goes. Anyways, segue.
See, I didn't do that. You derailed yourself on
that. I did derail myself on that one. But that's that. We should just call the. Should just start calling the show Derailed instead of 2BT. Name change. No longer 2BT. We're now Derailed. Derailed. Oh, speaking of which, hey, everybody, welcome to 2BT. I'm David.
Oh, I'm Michael.
Yeah. Hey,
the Destroyer.
I got it. And we're not even 30 minutes in yet.
Sweet.
We're only 25 minutes.
I think we were like 40 last week.
Yeah, it was like almost the end of the show last week before I realized it. And what's stupid is I even have show notes here opened up and all like this good stuff. So anyways, I'm going to start off with the bad news first. I did find out, and this is what like kind of like made me like want to like do a little bit of show prep today anyways.
Okay.
And John Williams, 86 years old, hospitalized with an illness.
I heard about that.
Yeah, man. He was in prep for doing, he was in London. He's in the, I'm not sure what hospital in London. but he was supposed to be doing, leading the London Symphony Orchestra like this next week, doing a concert with them next week. And, yeah, unfortunately he came down with an illness, and I have the article. I just can't find it. I guess I've got too much stuff here. But anyways, yeah, John Williams, they said that he's doing good. They're treating the illness. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like life-threatening or anything like that, or so they claim.
He didn't catch Ozzy's hand disease thing that almost killed him recently.
Ozzy's hand disease?
He got some kind of infection in his hand. He had to cancel the No More Tours Tour Part 2 for the rest of this year.
Really?
Because of it, because it was like a life-threatening infection. So I wondered if they ever... I don't think they hang in the same circles, though.
Yeah.
He recovered. He's going to come back for another
show. I don't
know.
I could see John Williams and Ozzy kicking it.
Because, I could, too.
Because they're probably close to the same age. Like, I'm thinking Ozzy's got to be in his 70s, man.
He's hitting 70, yeah.
Yeah. Another piece of news that I did find, and this is like... To me, man, why is nothing loading? This is from The Verge, and this is like one of the worst pieces of reporting that I've ever seen.
There's a lot out there.
Yeah, it is, man. It's really bad because like I came across this one headline whenever I typed in John Williams, like all this other stuff popped up because I didn't realize at first I was using Bing and I should have been using Google. Like I don't like Bing. I don't know what it is, but anyways, says Lucasfilm canceling Boba Fett film.
So and they did have one planned. That means
yeah. Well, they had one planned, and but even still, like this article, it's by The Verge, and the actual title of the article is Lucasfilm canceling Boba Fett film could be good news for Star Wars future. I don't understand that. I got like past the first paragraph of the article and I stopped because it says Lucasfilm standalone Boba Fett movie has apparently been sarlacked. Rumors of the film's development broke right as Solo, A Star Wars Story was hitting theaters. But last night, a reporter for Sirius XM Radio said Lucasfilm Chief Kathleen Kennedy told the film was 100% dead and that they're 100% focusing on The Mandalorian.
I wonder if there's a connection there, though.
Yeah. See, and that's kind of been my thought all to... along, because as soon as they released a photograph, you know, they've leaked some photographs. Yeah. And one of them was the actual character or picture of a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Now, is that the Mandalorian that the movie's going to be about? Who knows? Yeah. But, you know, in the Aftermath books, there's a character, I can't think of what his name is. He's like some sheriff of some town or whatever. He's got Boba Fett's armor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, The Mandalorian could be about him. I don't think it will be because I don't think that they'll pull, you know, they've pulled characters from the EU before, but yeah. It's been very few and far between, and they've had little bitty bit roles. And they've been basically like comic book characters.
Yeah.
Crap, I'm trying to think of the dude's name. Anyways, one of them is Aayla Secura, and uh-huh. you don't even really learn her name. You just see her, and she's a little Twi'lek lady, and she gets killed during Revenge of the Sith, one of Order 66. She's the blue Twi'lek, and they're on, like, Felucia, I think, or whatever, and she gets gunned down. The other one is Quinlan Vos, and he's just, like, very quick, like, in the background of a scene. So they've been added in the movies, but they haven't had, like, major parts. That's the reason why I don't think that this character of the Mandalorian is going to be... And it's killing me. I can't think of this dude's name. I don't think it's going to be him.
Well, we've had discussions between the three of us, Steven included, just on messaging about our dream is... Like, my thing is, it shows Boba Fett escaping from the Sarlacc.
Yeah.
That.
That would be cool.
And then he just like, the heck with this nonsense. And then it becomes him just kind of wandering.
Yeah.
Like a Samuel L. Jackson after Pulp Fiction. Yeah. Wandering the world, solving problems for good people, bad people. Doesn't matter.
A gun for hire type thing. Like I could seriously see it starting off with like, you see some feet walking away from the Sarlacc pit and some like pieces of armor where he's just taking it off because it's been destroyed by stomach acids of the Sarlacc or something like that. You know? But I also thought that it could very well be Boba that the show is about, because one of the images that was released was the Boba Fett's rifle from the animated short where you first get introduced to Boba Fett and the Star Wars Holiday special or whatever.
It's all speculation on everybody's parts, but that kind of would be really cool. Yeah.
And there's also been a few leaks of who could be playing the Mandalorian character also. One of them is John Leguizamo. And like, dude, I like John
Really?
Leguizamo. Yeah. One of them is John Leguizamo. And I really like the character of I really like John Leguizamo himself. The other one, let me see if I get the name right. Yeah. Is Pedro Pascal.
Huh.
And you know who Pedro Pascal is. And I'm kind of like wanting it to be this guy even more than anybody else, because he's from a very well-known series called Game of Thrones.
Oh.
And he is Oberon Martell.
Okay.
Viper.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Yeah, I did too. So.
Went out like a punk.
Yeah. That's still like really disappointing, man. Like that's one of the whole like disappointing things from that series to me.
That was for some people that death scene was so horrific. Some people I know just quit. That was.
Oh, really?
That scene of him dying. That was pretty nasty.
It was. It was
worse in the book. Worse in the book.
See, and I remember the book, but I don't remember how he died in the book. I remember, you know, George R. R. Martin with his writing gets really graphic in there and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying to remember how that goes in the book. Like, I guess I'll have to re-listen to it.
Yeah, because I'm not going to say. And some of the stuff the Mountain says.
Yeah.
No, this is a derail. But you brought him up, and some of the stuff the Mountain says in the book is just unrepeatable.
Oh, yeah. 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 No, I was like, see, I contacted Michael earlier I guess it was like yesterday, wasn't it? I was like, oh, yeah. I've been trying to think of like spooky stuff to talk about or whatever. I couldn't come up with anything spooky. Couldn't come up with one thing spooky, because it's like the Halloween episode, you know? It's like, this week is Halloween.
Reality's spooky enough. We want to talk about some stuff in the real world.
Yeah, I know. I did read one article that I thought about bringing, and I'll go ahead and tell it real fast. It was weird, dude. It was like, I can't remember who it was that reported it, but it was some girls, 11 and 12-year-old girls in Florida.
I heard about this.
Yeah, that were going to like...
They were going to...
kill students with knives and eat their flesh and drink their blood so that way, and then kill themselves.
They got caught in a closet with some weird goblet, and it doesn't sound like it was very well thought out.
No.
I mean, I had like a butter knife or butcher's knife. They had all kinds of knives, but it seemed like the police were treating it very serious. And these are like young girls, not like 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
Oh, yeah. So they'd gotten the idea from, because they'd been together like watching scary movies over the weekend or something like that. And they did that. So they were going to do that and then, kill themselves. So that way they could be closer to Satan in hell. And I was like, what the crap, dude? Like,
something's broken there.
Yeah. They have issues, man. Plus it's Florida. So it doesn't really surprise me all that much. Like, I'd like Florida. I've been to Florida a couple of times. I've been to Orlando a couple of times. I've never really been outside of Florida. I'd love to go back to Florida and go to Cape Canaveral at some point in time. But, you know, everything weird happens down in Florida, man. Like, I don't know if it's like the swamp gas. If anybody from Florida listens, contact us. Tell us what your thought is on it, because I would like to know what people in Florida thinks it is that causes
all the crazy,
all the weirdness, man. Like the dude that like was like, I guess on bath salts and attacked a guy and like started eating his face and was like the first like real zombie attack or something like that. You know,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But before you go on, since Halloween is coming up,
Yeah.
You don't really do the scary movie thing,
though. No.
Now, what's a scary movie that marks you so badly that it's led to no more scary movies when you're young?
Probably, let me try to, Freddy Krueger, man. Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street. And I just saw like a brief glimpse of that one. And it was the part where it's like Johnny Depp is in the bed or whatever. And Freddy Krueger comes up from beneath the bed and pulls him through the mattress. And I think it's like a waterbed or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That messed me up like hard. Like that and The Exorcist.
Exorcist was, really bad. For me, The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
And, Martin on the latest Nerdy Legion was talking about he and his wife went to see the new Halloween movie.
Okay.
And I kind of want to watch I want to go back and rewatch because what they've done is everything after the first Halloween movie, they're just cutting it off.
Yeah.
And so the official canon will be the first Halloween movie and now this movie that's set 40 years later.
Oh, wow.
Because Michael gets caught and is institutionalized for 40 years.
Okay.
Forget everything else after that. And I remember the first Halloween movie. That's one of those movies when I was a kid that just freaked me out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I kind of want to see. So I've got it set to record the original Halloween tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking about, I don't know if I'm going to go through with actually watching it, though. Because I don't really do the scary movies.
No, I don't either. Yeah.
I definitely don't do the hack slash movies. I don't do those.
See, the hack slash movies don't bother me. But it's funny because, like, you were talking about Halloween and, like, Friday the 13th movies never bothered me at all. You know, maybe it's just because, like, they're slow-moving killers and stuff like that. I'm like, hell with those guys. These people, just like,
run away.
These people are, like, running in the middle of the darkness in the woods. It's like, why are you not looking down at your feet to make sure you don't trip over a root?
Jason and Michael Myers. It doesn't matter how fast you are.
Yeah.
They will eventually catch you when you least expect it.
Yeah, I know it. That's why you don't stop.
You just keep running.
Just keep running. Like, go to Canada or whatever. People don't get killed in Canada. They do, but like, just like.
Now they're all just high.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
No one's doing any violence up there now. Everybody's chill.
Right. Did I ever tell my story on here of my thing with the Canadian fella whenever I was in Chicago?
I'm not sure.
Okay, like when I was in Chicago, it was in 2016. I'd gone up there. I'd been voted to go for my union. We were having our Grand Lodge thing or whatever, and it's like the international president's there, and it's basically like voting on bills and things like that to add to the constitution of the union type thing, right? And so like we get there. And it officially like starts on like, I think it's like Monday, which was Labor Day. We get there I think it's Saturday. Yeah, got there Saturday because check-in to the convention was on Sunday. There wasn't really anything going on Sunday, but we got like this really big bag full of goodies and stuff like that. Anyways, first night there, we're in Chicago. First off, I walk all over the place and drug my buddy. I won't say my buddy, but he's a friend of mine, but the dude that went with me.
Yeah.
He's our president of our local lodge. He, you know, I drug him all over the place. We got back. I think we had some dinner. We got back and I was like, look, man, it's first night in Chicago. I'm going to go out and get a beer. I was like, you want to come with? And he's like, nah, I'm not going to go. I was like, all right, cool. So I go to leave and I've got nowhere. I didn't even look up anything at all about like bars anywhere or anything like that. I was just going
to
walk.
So that's the ideal way to adventure. You're adventuring. You're not making a schedule.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just discover.
So I was just like, I'm just going to walk until I find a cool bar and then I'm going to go in there and grab a beer, maybe two, maybe eight, you know, and then like, you know, I might find another place afterwards or whatever. It's my first night in Chicago. I got absolutely jacked to do on Sunday except for check in and that's it. Mm-hmm. Right. So I was like, all right, cool. So I get out, start walking. I didn't get very far and I found a really cool Irish pub and I was like, oh, neat. I'll go in here. Well, I go in there and it seemed like a lot of people from the union were in there. Like it almost seemed like it was the union bar for the week or whatever, you know? So I was like, hey, neat. You know, it's all people with the same types of t-shirts on is what I got or whatever. So I walk in and I started talking to this one dude from California and we're just, you know, general BSing type stuff.
You take the 101 to the 1.
Right. You take the 101 to the 5 and blah, blah, blah. Well, anyways, like you see how I'm sitting here talking and I've got my arms going and stuff like that. Like I'm very animated whenever I talk. So I'm talking to this dude. I've got my elbow on the bar and I'm like gesturing around and all like this good stuff. And I go to say something's really big and I slung my arms out. As I slung my arm out, this one, my left arm, like totally slapped the hell out of this Canadian dude and like knocked his beer all over the place and stuff like that. Like actually knocked his beer out of his hands. It fell, glass broke. And I started immediately just like apologizing. I was like, look, man, I'm so sorry. Let me get you another beer. Like, let me make this up to you. And I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And he's like, oh no, don't worry about it. He's like, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
I walked into your big tan.
Like, seriously, that's exactly what he said. He's like, I walked into your arm. I'm sorry. I'm like, no, dude, it's my fault.
Sorry.
Yeah. It was my fault. I hit you as you were walking by. Let me get you another beer. And he's like, no. In the end, like
the friendly Texan and the friendly Canadian are trying to out-friendly one another.
Trying to out-friendly one another. Finally, it comes down to him buying me a beer.
Oh, dang.
And I was just like, all right, whatever. Like, it was just ridiculous, but it was cool, man. It was cool. So that was like my running, slapping the hell out of a Canadian dude in Chicago and spilling his beer and, you know, trying to apologize.
I wanted to make that story better, just like, and we still keep in touch to this day.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I should have. I should have been like, hey, we're friends on Facebook now.
Yeah.
But yeah. But no, man, I forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about scary movies and stuff.
Oh, yeah, scary Canadians. Movies. Yeah. No, Jesse, Halloween. Okay, Halloween and the Friday the 13th movies never really bothered me, except for the one where Jason's like in the lake and he comes up and it's like,
yeah,
I think that's like the first one or second one or something.
End of the second one, right?
Yeah, I think so. And so that's always like freaked me out because like,
it's the end of the, God, I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
It's either the end of the first one or the second one.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Like, I don't watch enough scary movies to do that. Like, I'm good with, like, Ghostbusters.
Yeah. You know? The fun scary movie.
Yeah.
We have an aunt that when I was real little, like 6, 7 years old.
Yeah.
And you're going to probably, I don't know if she did this to scarred your childhood like she didn't. She would go watch, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and then tell me and my sister in great detail what happened. And she would tell these stories. And I was at that age, like, I didn't really know if she was talking about a movie or reality.
Yeah.
And that's like almost every week she'd go watch a new horror movie and then tell me and you know who I'm talking about.
Oh God. Yeah. And because we would go over to the house and she would all, Aunt Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah. She would always be watching horror movies and they had like, gives you guys an idea. Like they had like the old VCR that popped up on top. And like, it's so old that the remote for it was actually connected by a cable to the, to the VCR. I remember going by and it was that cable that looked, or the remote that had like the wood grain sticker on it to make it look like it was wood, but it wasn't wood.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. But no,
the guy gets the chainsaw and it cuts the guy's head off.
Yeah.
And then another guy gets shot with an arrow through his face.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Maybe she did that.
I never brought it up to her, but like, why was she doing that?
She must not have liked you or something like that. Like, she was like,
she's awesome.
I'm going to make you tough. He's pampered. It's because she never did. She might have done that with Steven, but she never did that with me.
Okay.
It could have just been because like the age difference, because like I was, you know, really young about that point in time and or whatnot, especially like whenever the Halloween movies came out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, but yeah, like she was always watching scary movies, And, yeah, she never, like I saw, it was kind of funny because like I saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1 and 2 with Danny. It was like it was like a sleepover party over his house, and Ruth and them rented the movies for us to watch as at the sleepover. Yeah, dude, can you imagine? Like, okay, our Aunt Ruth Ann, like, could you imagine her renting those two movies for a group of boys to sit there and watch at like a sleepover party thing or whatever? Exactly. That's what like throws me off because
you sure it was her and not some impersonator that
right? Maybe some body snatcher thing came up.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Movies at my house. My wife doesn't really, she can't really do them.
Yeah.
She likes the suspenseful stuff, though, yeah, which probably would freak you out. She can watch the suspense thriller kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's just the like, really violent stuff that we do.
Yeah.
But we both talked about last week, you were talking about a guy, you knew a friend that kind of was like a handler or a assistant to this actor.
Yeah.
And when I realized who it was, it immediately gave me chills to this movie called...
Henry.
Henry.
Yeah.
Portrait of a Serial Killer that we watched at your house. I rented it, I think.
Yeah.
Didn't know what I was getting us, and I'm still... feel sick. I just think about that movie. It makes me feel ill.
Oh, yeah. Especially because, like, what really, like, I found out afterwards that he was, yeah, that it was real. And then that, you know, not only that, he was caught, like, relatively in the area, too, or whatever.
Oh, no. He was within 20 miles of where I live now.
Yeah.
Where he's caught. And I went to school with a girl who is her grandfather that arrested him.
Really?
And in fact, Thor Rock down, I think it was on the corner of University and 35. He was living out in this area where I live.
Yeah.
Had left with a girlfriend, killed her in Denton. I think they call her Orange Socks or something like that. Her body was found in an empty lot. I think it might be where the Quick Trip is. I don't know for a fact.
Really?
It's all on the internet. Then he returned. He'd been working as a handyman out in this area for this like church retreat campground kind of thing. The buildings are still there where he lived. Then he got caught. And that's one of the things that's scarred me for life growing up is I was real young when he got caught, and I see hearing it on the news, and the whole turns out he didn't kill Henry Lee Lucas, did not kill as many people as he claimed to have. He just really liked the attention, and the cops were really good at feeding him information.
Yeah.
To where he could like kind of
be like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I did that. And
yeah,
but hearing that when you're like, whatever, I was real young, it made me really scared.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That was my first understanding that there were really, really bad people in the world.
Yeah. For me, the one that did that for me was Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, I think me, you, and Steven went to the theater and saw that
one. Oh, yeah.
I should not have been there. I do know that much.
No, you shouldn't have.
Like, because that was rated R. I think that was like maybe 13 when that movie came out. But yeah, I still saw it.
That was a bad one.
Yeah. That was back in the day where I don't think that they even check. They check like IDs or anything like that at like movies or whatever. They didn't back then. They might do that now, but like, you know, back then it was like, oh, okay. Yeah, cool. You want to see this? Okay. Do you have the money for the ticket? Okay.
Yeah, but you were always a bigger guy.
Yeah, true.
You probably passed as 18, 17.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize he was in Super. I was pulling up Michael Rooker's, IMDb just then. I didn't realize he was in Super. That's pretty cool. That's a good movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it before.
I don't think so.
It's Rainn Wilson.
I like
the little girl from I see a little girl, but the chick from Whip It. I can't think of her name. She's also been in like a few. I can't remember. Anyways, I'm not gonna look it up. But I was trying to look up Henry Memoirs. Is it Memoirs or Portrait of a Serial
Killer? Portrait of a Serial Killer. Yeah.
I was trying to look to see when that came out. Cause I want to say that was one of his like first movies, man. or is like the first movie I can remember seeing him in.
It came out in 86.
Oh, wow. Holy crap.
And we watched it on tape.
Oh, yeah. Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer.
He would have been pretty young then.
Yeah.
It was just too close to being a documentary.
Yeah. And that's what I remember like seeing, because there was one that he killed some girl with a bottle or something like that.
Yeah.
And that just looks so real on the, and it could have just been because it's VHS. I feel like I need to go back and watch it again.
I'm
just
not.
Because just to see like if it still looks as, you know, graphic as what it was back then. Yeah. It's 2010 for Super. It's Rainn Wilson. I'll tell you real fast. Ellen Page.
Oh, okay.
And Liv Tyler. But yeah, I forgot that he was in that, man. It's a really good movie, man.
Super.
Yeah, after his wife falls under the influence of a drug dealer, an everyday guy transforms himself into Crimson Bolt, a superhero with the best intentions but lacking in heroic skills.
See, I need to watch that because I love Rainn Wilson.
Yeah.
I like some of the other movies he did, Post Office.
Oh, yeah, and it's an independent film, so... Yeah, Post
Office.
Yeah, it's an independent film, so just be ready for that.
Okay.
So, you know, independent films never end happily, it seems like. But
oh... So you're preparing me for sadness.
Well, I mean, there's sadness in it because it's an independent film. Every independent film, like the original like cut of Clerks is like Dante's walking out of the store or whatever, and he gets killed at the end.
Yeah,
and then Kevin Smith changed it. You know,
thanks to somebody advised him to change it.
Yeah, because well, and he it's reason
not
why,
even supposed to be here.
Yeah,
today.
Not even supposed to be here today. Bam. Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, man, crap. In preparation of Halloween, I finished up Cibola Burn. I'm not really sure.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Great book. I can't wait, but I gotta wait for more credits to come out. So.
Couple days.
Yeah. I was gonna look into that, novella that you were talking about.
Yeah.
And maybe get that. If it's not too expensive, get that, cause I'm really like, I've really, really, really put the bind on the finances and stuff like that.
Well, the novella is not, if I remember, it's only like...
should be like $3 or $4 probably.
It's not much. It's only like 45 minutes. So it's not, they can't charge you the...
Oh, okay.
You definitely don't use a credit for it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's that one. Of all the novellas, that was my favorite one that I've only listened to two, but both were good.
Yeah.
But if you're going to spend money, definitely do it because before the next book.
All right. Yeah, because I'm going to get that and then go into, I think it's book 5 that I'll be on officially then.
I think so, yeah.
So I'll be caught up with you. And then we can, then you can release all your pent-up frustrations. There was a part in the last book that I was like, what the? No! No!
When
Amos got shot or whatever.
Yeah. I knew that was a point when you were going to want to give up.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to give up. I had to keep going because I was like, he can't be dead. He can't be dead.
They sure made it seem like he was dead, though.
Yeah, but
and then, but how did you like about the giant Terminator-like bug creature?
That was pretty neat, man. That was really cool. I was kind of like,
that's the part when I was like, oh my god,
yeah,
they're actually doing this. Miller is now a big robot dude.
Yeah, yeah, and like, because whenever
spoiler,
yeah, whenever it started, you know, has the interludes woven throughout the story or whatever, and it's like it reaches out 113 times a second and blah blah blah, and it reaches out.
The detective dies,
yeah,
or something like that, the last thing, and then it reaches out,
and it says the detective doesn't die, and that's like you realize that then that there's a glitch in the system. Yes. And something's happening and all like this good stuff or whatever.
That was a really interesting technique they used with that, because I kept like, what's this all about?
Yeah,
I knew it had to do something with the proto molecule.
Yeah. And you know, where it says, like, I kept wondering, I was like, where it says this reaches out, the first time I heard it, it says it reaches out. And I was like, what is going on here? And it says 113 times a second. I was like, oh, it sounds like a program, like a computer program or whatever. But yeah. It's
trying to connect, wake this stuff up or contact or some way.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's kind of funny because it seems like with all those books so far, like they spend a little bit of time in the beginning kind of building up the new characters. I mean, you have your core characters of the crew of the Rosinante, which is, you know, Alex and Amos and Naomi and Holden. But then they introduce you to new characters and even intersparse throw in some little, you know, characters that you already knew. So that's, I like that, but like I said, just about the beginning of every book, it starts off with these new characters and you kind of start learning backstory of these. And I catch myself a lot of times going like, okay, let's just, like, just get me past this part because I want to go ahead and start getting into the meat of the story or whatever. I appreciate your build up. I appreciate your kind of spelling out who these characters are and what their morals are and stuff like that. But I want to get into the meat of it. It's kind of,
yeah. The next one you're doing, is it Nemesis Games?
I guess so. I need to look it up. I haven't touched.
You've done Audible. Caliban's War. You've done Abaddon's Gate.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be doing Nemesis Games. And then you have Persepolis Rising, which is the book I'm on now.
All right.
And it's really, I'm at a point now when I showed up at your house, I'm like, oh God, I gotta turn off the truck and turn it off.
Yeah. Dude. Okay. So I want to ask you, in your opinion, Now, and this is going to the TV show.
Okay.
What do you think of their portrayal of Bobby Draper, the Martian chick, gunnery sergeant girl?
I didn't really like it.
I don't like how they have her portrayed in the TV series.
TV show, no.
She's too gung-ho, man. Like, she's, like, very... And it's like, no, she was the more understanding person, it seemed like, mm-hmm. out of, like, her squad, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
But then again, like, spoiler alert, her squad gets killed, like, pretty soon in the book. That,
yeah, you never... The opening... The first time you meet her entire squad dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how you are introduced to her.
Yeah.
She has, like a, I guess you'd call it like a PTSD moment after that.
Yeah.
That's where you really get to know who she is. No, we've talked about this before. I feel like that with most of the characters on the show, they misrepresent.
Yeah.
Them. But maybe it's because they're trying to build them up to the point that they are in the books. I don't know.
I just have to look at it and go, like, not everybody's Benioff and Wise whenever it comes to doing characters from books.
No,
you know,
like, no, that's true.
Dude, those guys are killing it, I gotta say. And I think I'm more excited about their Star Wars thing that they've been hired to do than I think about anything that's upcoming besides Episode 9.
Yeah.
You know, just because, like, I've seen what they've done with Game of Thrones. And, you know, the looming final season of Game of Thrones coming up in the future or whatever.
Yep.
And, I'm just really, really excited to see what they do and even where their timeline's going to be at, you know, cause we know that The Mandalorian is going to be set between Return of the Jedi and the, Force Awakens. Right. It's supposed to be like basically like right after Return of the Jedi, like the fall of the Empire and before the rise of the First Order. So where they're going to put them at in the timeline, I'm kind of excited to see. And not only that, like what their story is going to be about or whatnot.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be I'm guessing it's going to be a completely, totally fabricated story by them.
Yeah.
You know, which is going to be, like I said, I'm stoked. I'm excited.
It is going to be interesting to see what happens because this is a major. You know, the future, no pressure, but the future of Star Wars is kind of on the line.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
What's it going to be in the future? I mean, I'd be happy with more either TV shows or going back to young Luke or young Princess Leia, young Han.
Yeah.
More stuff like that. I would be fine with that.
Oh, God, yeah.
But at the same time, it's the only milk that.
You can only milk that cow for so long. And one of the things I was reading earlier, because I said, there's reports saying that the Boba Fett film has been canceled. Everything that I've checked out has been like lower news sources and stuff like that. There's nothing specific per like the Hollywood Reporter, which basically right now Disney is in love with the Hollywood Reporter or Lucasfilm is in love with the Hollywood Reporter. So anything that like is breaking that is actual news, if it's from the Hollywood Reporter, you can basically believe it. Like this one that came from The Verge and stuff like that. Like I can't sit there and say that that's, you know, with the Boba Fett film being canceled. Like I can't even say that it's real because their sources reported by SiriusXM Reporter. And it's like, they don't even give a name of the reporter. What was he doing and why he was having a one-on-one with Kathleen Kennedy?
Was it an interview or? Yeah.
Yeah. And it was
sloppy news.
Sloppy news and like fake news.
Well, it's not like the news report that came out. And this was the head of Disney that said that they were tightening up the release schedule. And he had been the one that signed off and let's start dropping Star Wars.
Dropping a movie once a year. And he was like, the one that wanted to do that in the first place.
And he regretted it. And he's like, okay, we're going to slow down a little bit.
And I don't mind them slowing it down. You know, we've said that before. I'd be great with a Star Wars movie once every 6 months, you know, hell, once a month, you know, if you wanted to give me something new, my pocket wouldn't be able to like keep up with it.
Yeah.
But I'd be in pig heaven if that was the case, you know, but, I'll take what they give me. I really want them to do. And even if they did like this Mandalorian series, if they said this Mandalorian series is about Boba Fett and like what happens to him after the Sarlacc, that'll be freaking great, dude. I'll be stoked. You know?
Or it just might be some random Mandalorian, which would also be cool.
Yeah, exactly. Which will still just be just as cool if you ask me. I mean, like, you don't get much cooler than the Boba Fett, than the Mandalorian armor.
I don't know a lot about them, but I've read enough about them after the last time we talked. When we were at the Bowie Trade Days, just about how they are, like, adept at confronting Jedi.
Yeah.
They trained because they're kind of this, Jedi is about keeping law and order, and the Mandalorians, they're a culture of war.
Yeah.
And they
kind of want to. Yeah, no.
They want to mix it up a little bit.
Exactly. And one of the things that they say in the EU is that, in the EU, what is technically considered the Legends now, they would have like Concordia and I think like Concord Dawn or something like that are the two planets that make up like the Mandalore society or where the Mandalorians live at. And there might be another one that I'm forgetting right now or whatever, and somebody will correct me on it, I'm sure. But, basically, like, their moons were stripped of the metal because, or not their moons, but their planets were stripped of the metal because the armor that the Mandalorians wear is supposed to be so strong that it can actually stand up to a lightsaber.
Oh, wow.
So,
I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's the reason why they were supposed to be good at, like, hunting Jedi. You know, so, and I can't remember the name of the steel because it had like some specific name. And, but like I said, that's to the Legends, to the EU. And it's a compelling story. I enjoyed it. But you know, like I said, with all EU books, you have some that are hits and some that are misses. Yeah. I read a miss this past week. Look at the segue.
What was it?
It was, Death Troopers. It was a fun story, I will say.
Halloween.
Yeah, I finished up Cibola Burn, and I went into Death Troopers just because I was like, it's Halloween. I need to read a spooky Star Wars or just a spooky book, and I don't do scary. So I had this Death Troopers. I think it came out in 2009. It's a neat story, but it has two of our heroes in it, so you know that they're not going to die or nothing's going to happen to them. There's like one hairy wink, wink, hint, hint, but use it as a good, word. There's a hairy moment for one of the characters that is right as you meet him and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So, yeah. So if that gives you like any idea of who it might be, I don't know. Yeah. But, it's a neat, it's a fun story. But yeah, the production on it is kind of, and I will say like with the Star Wars books, they go all out on the production. You know, they have like music, they have sound effects. It's almost like, old school, like radio production almost. You know, they just don't have a multitude of character of people doing the different voices for the characters. It'll like usually just the narrator. But like I said, it's a neat story. It's about these two boys that their father dies. They're on a Imperial prison barge, or not a prison barge, but a prisoner transport, basically. And they're going to whatever prison or whatnot, and they're traveling through hyperspace, and they come across this decrepit Star Destroyer that's kind of floating in the outer reaches. And so it screws up the drive on their prison barge, and they send a team up into the Star Destroyer because they can't get anybody to answer. They send a team up into the Star Destroyer to find replacement parts for their drive, and they come back down infected.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's basically a Star Wars zombie story. So, yeah, it's pretty neat though. It's like I said, it's one of those, it's definitely a fun story. It's not the greatest of stories.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
If you want zombies and Star Wars,
yeah,
check it out.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got a really cool cover. The cover of it is, I was going to set up this whole thing. I was going to bring, cause I've got the little mini bust of like the Death Trooper, the zombie trooper.
Oh, yeah.
I've got it in the living room. I was going to bring it in here and set it down and be like, Mike, you know what that is? Blah, blah, blah.
We should have had the lights out with a candle.
Yeah. Right. We could have had a Ouija board and stuff.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah. I don't either. Yeah. But yeah.
Somebody gave my daughter one as a gift and it's still in the plastic wrap.
You should have burned it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't even know where it is in the house, but we never opened it.
They probably opened it. And they're playing with it right now. When we get back.
No, they're not.
Stick it in your forge. You take the lid off the forge and it's still there. Like,
yeah.
And some kid comes up to your house and his name is Damien.
Dude.
Is this your dog?
Yeah. God. Yeah, I'm not made for scary stuff.
Yeah. Have you ever met anybody by the name of Damien, by the way?
Jeez. I think I might have, but yeah. I don't know. I can't recall.
Yeah. I worked with a dude one time and his name was Damien. And I was like, man, your parents must not have liked you. It's like it's like the name Nicodemus or whatever.
Yeah.
Like Nicodemus. I actually know a kid whose name is Nicodemus. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They call him Nick, but his name is Nicodemus. And I'm like, man, like.
What's you, like you go to
your
name?
House and it's like your parents are like Anton LaVey and like.
That would like, be the worst name to give a kid.
Hitler.
Well, Adolf. There aren't many Adolfs around.
Yeah, there are probably not many Adolfs around anymore.
Jeffrey probably took a hit after Mr. Dahmer.
Yeah.
Henry. Are there many Henrys anymore?
I don't know.
I just wonder how many kids born after, like, okay, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Probably weren't a lot of Jeffs the next year.
Probably not. Yeah, I don't know. That's one of those things of like, we need to find out. That's a good research. We need to
get the research department on this.
Exactly. We need to get a 2BT research department.
Well, we have listeners. They would just reach out to us and give us the answers.
Like, come on, guys. Do the work for us. We don't want to. Nope. I'm going to do one last thing.
Okay.
Because last week, let me pull it up here. Hold on. Because last week, I was goofing around. Come on, man, pull up. I was goofing around, like, I got on American Airlines website.
Oh.
And.
Hey.
There we go. I booked my flight for Celebration.
Yay, applause, everybody.
Woo! Because it is now officially 5 months, 13 days, 19 hours, and 29 minutes.
Nice.
Until Celebration Chicago. But yeah, no, I mean, seriously, dude, like, I just, like, lucked out. We'll just cut that off real fast. Anyways, I booked my flight because, like, I got on American Airlines website and just goofing around, like, and it was $218 round trip to fly to Chicago and back.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, dude. So I was like, my friend that's going with me, I messaged her and I was like, look, dude, give me your info. I'll go ahead and pay for the tickets and then you can reimburse me or whatever. And she's like, I got PayPal, so I can go ahead and reimburse you right now. I was like, that's fine, man. But let's go ahead and book this like now since it's so blasted cheap.
And I saw an interaction between you and Ronnie. Isn't C2E2 the weekend immediately before?
I think so, man. He had mentioned something about that. And man, if I could afford it, that would be freaking cool. I just don't know if I could do two really big conventions back to back like that. That's a lot of walking.
An entire week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a kind of a.
Yeah. If I could get in there like 2 days earlier than I could, like I could maybe go to C2E2 on like Sunday and then have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to kind of bum around Chicago or whatever. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday at Celebration. That'd be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
But I'd hate to be the turnaround crew on the McCormick place because that would be cleaning up after one giant convention and then going right into another giant convention.
Well, they kind of have to have a crew in there all night, probably.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. What are you playing there? Oh, is that your spooky sounds?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a cauldron. Oh, my God. We should have been playing that right there when we were talking about the Expanse.
Yes.
Or not the Expanse, I guess Death Trooper.
Death Trooper.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, you gotta. I don't like cleaning my house and much less that big area.
Yeah, dude, like, so that's gonna be a quick turnaround for those guys. I need to look that up and see when C2E2 actually is. Like I said, I would love to go. There's no way in hell I can do it this year, whatever. No. But yeah, well, after Ronnie said that, it's like, man, that would be really neat. But yeah.
Exhaustion.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was actually thinking the other day, I was like, man, I went to, Fan Days one day last week. And as I was leaving, I'm blaming it on the fact that I woke up at 5 and I'd been at work all day long, then left work and then went down to Fan Days and walked around down there. But after one day of that, I was like, man, I'm kind of burned down. I'm going to have to like, start doing something. I need to get back into getting my butt in gear and doing like what I was doing because I was up to, you know, running 2.5 miles a day. And
really?
Yeah, dude. That's what's ridiculous. There's one point. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, calm down, everybody.
Yeah. There was one point in time where I was like really hard at it.
Yeah, I need to do it again. It's just getting back into the routine.
It's discipline. It's mostly routine, isn't it? Yeah, it's fine.
And that's exactly it. It's the routine. Like I am a beast of routine.
Yeah.
You know, like Friday, dude, my day Friday, trying to leave to go to work. Just this Friday was like totally thrown off, like to the point to where as I was like, just said, the hell with it. I'm going to go get breakfast. And I was like 30, 45 minutes late because I wake up. My routine is wake up, brush my teeth, take the dog out, feed her, get in the shower.
Yeah.
Like I'm a person that it's very timed. Like I've got to be out of the shower at 51. So that way I can be eating breakfast at 55. And so that way I can be getting ready to go, putting on my shoes at 6:05 and walking out of the front door at like 6:08 and then on the way to work. Right. Well, this past Friday, get up, take the dog out, feed her, get in a shower. Whenever I come out, she'd peed all over the floor. I was like, oh, no. Son of a bitch. Well, she doesn't like her feet to get wet.
Yeah. I don't either. So don't
I don't blame her. I don't either. And of course, it'd been raining and everything is like, you know, walk across the yard and it squishes. And like, so I was like, crap. So I take her outside again. She not only pees twice, but she poops twice while we're outside. I'm like, why didn't you do this earlier, dude? So anyways, I'm already starting to like run behind because I had to clean that up first.
Yeah.
Clean that up, go to leave, and I'm going down the road and I get to the railroad crossing and the railroad crossing arms are stuck in the down position. And so, of course, everybody's sitting there waiting like 10, 15 minutes for the train that's nowhere around because the arms are stuck down, sitting there going like, I don't want to go. And it's like, it's still dark outside. You could see the lights from the train if there's one around.
Yeah.
So sit there. And of course, at that point in time, I'm like, I'm late as it is. And I'm not a person that whenever I'm late to work, I'm not going to drive faster or go faster to try to get to work. I'm just looking at it and go like, well, I'm late. Late is late. So
late's late. You're not going to save.
Yeah.
Going 10 or 20 miles an hour. You're not going to save that much time.
No, exactly. So I just said the devil with it. I went and got breakfast. I was like, today has now become a good day.
Yeah.
Anytime I get to have like a real breakfast instead of like whatever crap that I have like really fast in the morning, it's a good day. So I went to Whataburger and got breakfast and then,
Did you get the breakfast tacos?
I did not, man. They're too expensive on their taquitos. Yeah, man.
They haven't been there in a long time. And I think they changed their recipe for that too.
Yeah.
I used to, it's one of those things late night.
Oh, yeah.
You used to go through the drive through and the Whataburger and get those. And I last time I got them from there, they just don't seem the same.
And they're like $3. And it's like,
no, that's not.
And you can't like, okay, dude, like it's just, yeah, I'm not going to do it.
No,
you charge me $1.99 for a taco and I'm going to get two or three of them, you know?
Oh yeah.
But $3 for a taco.
One taco. No.
Yeah. Not going to do it, man. And then charge you extra for cheese. So anyways, I think that's going to do it for us this week. We're running at like an hour and 15 now. So
yeah.
So yeah.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Be safe.
Yes. Yes.
Look out for the razor blades and the apples.
I heard that's an urban legend.
It probably is.
Yeah.
I never got one.
But no, then again, I never really got fruit as a kid. That's one thing I do miss. One thing. What's the candy that you miss the most from Halloween?
I don't know. You ever get those peanut butter, like a peanut butter taffy?
Yeah, with you the can peanut still butter get in the middle. It,
but those were really good.
Those were my favorite, dude. Those were my favorites.
Wrapped in black or orange
wrappers. Black or orange wrappers. Yeah, dude. And then another one that I miss that wasn't like a manufactured candy was the thing that my mama used to make. She used to make these popcorn balls.
Yeah.
That were freaking awesome.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I might have to go check the dollar store for those. I think they're like Mary Jane's or something like that.
Maybe so.
I'll have to look. I used to like getting those and you mash them all up and stretch them out and take another one and mash it all up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Those are awesome. All right. Go by
nerdylegion.com/audible.
Sign up for Audible. Get you two free books for 2 weeks or something like that.
Month.
Yeah. For a month. You know, you don't have to keep the subscription, but you get to keep the books. But you're going to keep the subscription because it's going to be freaking awesome. go by. Follow us on Twitter. That's @2BTShow. That's @2BTShow. Guess what? You can email us also, and it's the same blasted thing, except for it's 2BTShow@gmail.com. That's 2
BT show.
You ever gotten an email?
I haven't checked the email in a while. Well, sorry, I need to.
Apologies to anybody that's ever emailed.
Yeah. I haven't even checked my own email in a while.
I don't check my email.
I don't either. It's usually just a bunch of crap.
I just hit delete all once a month.
I need to. Dude, I've got like 25,000 messages in my email. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, 28,744. Because it tells me on the bottom of my phone, come on, dude, go away. See down there at the bottom of my phone?
Good Lord. My wife is obsessive about, she has like two or three times a day, she has to go in and delete emails because she can't have emails stored up.
Yeah.
And if mine's probably about the same as yours. I don't think I have that many, but yeah. I just like go delete all.
Yeah, I should, but there's emails in there that I probably don't need anymore. Like, I've got my own little Star Wars Celebration folder that's got all my information, like hotel, flight, you know, receipt for the tickets and all like this good stuff, but that's about it. Anyways, with that being said, I'm David.
I'm Michael.
2BT. Signing out.
Adios.
Fayo con dia.
Thank you. You're too generous. Oh, thank you. Oh, really, really, that's too much.
I don't say goodbye. I say may the force be with you.
Awesome. Later, guys.
Ah! Oh, jeez.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm just rubbing all over my lips.
Use your mind. You don't use your body. Where do we go with this?
I don't know, but... Exactly. That's 2BT style as we go off the rails all the blasting time.
I don't know if I should say that.
Nope. Nope. Yeah, you know.
It's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, right. These views are not shared by the 2BT.
Good Lord. What? What made me this way? It is hot. It is hot. So hot. Kind of like me. It is hot.
Yeah, I like fish sticks. I like putting fish sticks in my mouth.
What?
Fish sticks.
Good God. Oh. Something went wrong somewhere or something went right somewhere.
Right.
There's a naked chicken there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I used to love her. Yeah. But I had to kill her. I used to love her. Oh, yeah, but I had to kill her.
Hey, I mean, I love you in all sense of the word, all of y'all. That's, man, whatever. I'm the jerk that wrote a million word prequel to the real story.
Dude, I like...
Too well.
I don't know my words. I just like looking at the funny
ones. Right. You know your words. I don't know mine. You
get that wild. Whole alphabet thing confused. Right. Me. Oh,
just do like I do. Give up. Just give up on everything. I don't care.
The environment's dying.
I don't care. Just give up.
Oh my.
I don't know if this is fun for anybody listening, but it's not. Oh my God. You gotta play to win, it, man.
I want to make love to you, woman. I want to lay you down by the fire. Caress your womanly body. Make it moan and perspire.
Yeah. Water rum.
Boom, boom, boom. I can either A, clinch it.
and hope that my body just reabsorbs it. Maybe it'll turn into a burp.
Burp. Burp, burp.
Are you ready for your vasectomy?
Mike, edit this out.
Yeah. I want to be captain of the committee that makes sure you guys don't F this up.
I swear to God, dude, it came out with a vengeance, too. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm like the...
Yeah, it's glorious. Yeah. Santa Claus is real. Oh, well, look, he's not that bad of a dude.
Straight to the fart noises. There's only one day.
He's a little guy, red hair, that he likes to sing and play his lute.
I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something.
I don't know, it's just fun. I'm texting, be like, oh, well, you know, my feet are better than your feet.
And you're an old man and pretty much done.
There you go.
Yeah, dude.
Everything's better with reverb.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Giant lump of wet dough. Yeah.
Where are you from? When I was like, Texas.
Oh, whoa. Well, how dare you say that to little Timothy?
Yeah.
Right. By the way, spoilers.
Hey.
I guess it's the Texas thing.
I love my family.
Excellent.
Oh, you want to be a tough guy? I'll be a show what tough is.
Go home.
Go home.
Dude, you mind if I sit over here? And he's like, dude, knock yourself out, man. Well, it must be a Texas thing. Don't do that, by the way.
I'm having a brain freeze. Oh, no. And I'm like,
Ujaba of the heebie-jeebies. Face down in a gutter. No, won't admit defeat, though.
Well, this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all.
Whoa, dude. Oh, my God.
Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here. Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi. Run DMC.
Han, Luke, Leia.
R2 and 3PO.
Rey, Finn.
Yoda, Kenobi.
Poe.
Do or do not, there is no try. Well,
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine.
It's you.
Chewbacca. You know R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. This is a good guy, this is a bad guy.
Go. Dang it. Yeah. But, like, crap, I'm just, like, stuttering and rambling there. Beans are a wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel, so eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No! You don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah.
You get old because you stop playing.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.